Chapter 24. Three days later, the elves came. It was a good thing, too. Ben and Garrison were getting antsy, pestering the elves, almost stalking them. I didn't have the patience to explain elven etiquette to them. Don't touch, don't stare, eat and sleep until they get here. Brenmar grumbled every half day or so. Hadn't eaten a thing. Sasha lay on the sofa, legs over Bezog's lap. She slept most of the time. Shum sat by himself, eyes closed the entire time. But I could tell he saw everything through his ears. He was the first one to rise moments before the elven delegation appeared. There were eight of them in all, light and dark-headed, fair-skinned and tanned, adorned in soft, intricate robes. The tallest was half a foot shorter than me, the shortest elf a head taller than Brenmar. Their expressions were stern, but friendly. I knew two of them and nodded. They led us to another open room with a large oval table. It looked more like it was grown than carved.
"Dragon son, it's good to have you among us again,"
one said.
"I see Akron is still honored in your possession."
"Yes, Lydorn," I said. "Your excellent gift has never failed. Put a lot of new holes in orcs, I'll say." He chuckled.
"Those were the days,"
he said.
"So, Nath, I see you've changed since last we met. Is that what brings you here? I understand you seek the Ocular of Ore."
I wanted to shrug. I in this by the prompting of my friends and for the benefit of Shum and his king.
"I felt great." "Yes," I said. "My friend Bezog believes it might heal me."
Lydorn's eyes drifted between Shum and Bezog. The other elves' eyes did as well. I could feel the tension among them. Something old, unsettled. Lydorn rested his eyes on Bezog.
"Bezog, you should visit with your family. They miss you, but they respect your privacy. They don't anticipate your arrival, but that's up to you."
"Tell them I'll return when the time is right,"
Bezog said.
"But that time is not now. Certainly the elves are aware that damp winds have begun to prevail. The seasons change rapidly."
"We know this. The evil races are emboldened. Their skirmishes increase. They've crossed our lands and hunted our game, testing us day in and day out."
Lydorn's brow furrowed.
"Tell me, what have you learned of the Ocular of Ore?"
Bezog furrowed his own brow.
"It can heal anything. Curses, lycanthropy, disease. I've even read it can take you from one time to another. Perhaps it can return Dragon back to form. Take him back to before the trouble started."
"Possibly."
"But,"
Bezog said,
"it's been taken, stolen, scattered in 6 pieces all over this world. Taken from right underneath the elves' noses 100 years after the last war."
"You suppose,"
Lydorn said.
"But you do not know for certain."
"And you do, Lydorn? Are the histories wrong? My sources polluted?"
The elves at the table muttered in elven among themselves. They weren't speaking thoughts so much as grumbling at one another. I spoke elven, and many other things, but they muttered with uncertainty.
"Enough,"
Lydorn said. He turned his focus to Shum.
"And what is your interest in all of this, Roamer Shum?"
"I'm in it for my king, Sansla Libor,"
Shum said. The elves stirred.
"There is no king but the one elven king,"
Lydorn said. His eyes narrowed.
"Mind your manners. Your king is here in these lands. The Roamers have one king and one alone."
"Sansla Libor is the king of the Roamers,"
Shum said it matter-of-factly with a bow.
"Always has been. Always will be."
"Your king,"
Lydorn said, voice hardening,
"is wanted for murder, Shum. Over 12 elves died by his hands. There's blood on that winged monster's claws. You know this.
All of the elves know this.
He is cursed,
Shum said, slamming his fist on the table. All the humans jumped to their seats. Shum went on.
He cannot be blamed.
Ladorn said,
curse or no curse, the blood is on his hands, not someone else's, Romer. We hunt him, yet you protect him.
You don't seek to cure him,
Shum said.
You seek to destroy him.
He needs to stand trial. He must answer. He must be stopped. He kills, Shum. You've seen it. He'll kill today, kill tomorrow. So I presume you want the ocular to cure your king?
You would do the same for your king, wouldn't you?
Shum leaned forward on the table.
Isn't that what this ocular is for? Healing?
Healing the sick, not murderers.
All right, everyone,
I cut in.
Let's back up. About the ocular, Lydorn. We want to help find it. Will you let us do that, at least?
The elves went stone silent, expressionless, one and all. They had secrets deeper than the world. They guarded them well. All eyes were on Lydorn, except Brenwar's. His eyes were closed. Head was back, snoring softly. Lydorn sighed.
Dragon, I need you to come with us, as well as Bezog and Shum.
Why?
It has been required of me. You see, Dragon, as soon as you showed up, we met. Our full council. Not just these elves. Even the king. The decision has been made.
What decision? I said, easing my way out of my chair.
I need you to leave your weapons and come with us,
Lydorn said.
Now.
Elven guards sealed the room. Leaf-shaped helmets on their heads. Elven steel on hips and spearheads. There must have been 30 of them. Sasha clutched at Bezog's arm.
What's going on? Lydorn, is this how you treat your guests?
I am sorry, lovely lady, but you'll just have to trust me. Dragon, must I ask again?
I unhitched Akron, unbuckled Fang, and dropped them on the table.
Lead the way.
After all, I still had my claws, not to mention my breath.